Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun Dalud. We left off in daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Avi Rodin in the Zechus Rufor Shlema for Chaim Yosef Ben Rus. You should have Rufor Shlema. We thank Avi for the sponsorship. Today's daf is mostly Agadata. We're going to learn a lot about Neros, a lot about Or. The Mishnah talks about whether we light candles in honor of Yom HaKippurim or don't light candles in honor of Yom HaKippurim. That's going to lead us in an entire discussion about candles on Matzoy Shabbos and why we light candles on Matzoy Shabbos and whether we should light candles on Matzoy Yom HaKippurim as well and whether we make a Bari Moreya Esha at those times. Then the Gemara is going to give several lists of things, 10 or 13 things that were created on Erev Shabbos during Ben HaShemashos, 7 things that are hidden from people, 3 or 4 things that Hashem thought about, or the Gemara says should have thought about creating during the Shesh Simei Bereishis, but were created later on. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we can get back into Halacha, but it's going to be Halachas of Tisha B'Av, of doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara debates whether a person has to fast during the Ben HaShemashos of Erev Tisha B'Av, or it only starts when it's Vaday Laila, and that might depend on the comparison that we make between Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. That's what Amud Beis is going to explore in some detail. What exactly is the comparison between Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim? And it's going to give 5 possible explanations of a statement that Tisha B'Av eino ketainis tzibur, that Tisha B'Av in some way is different than a tainis tzibur. In what way is it different from a tainis tzibur? So that's Amud Beis. So Amud Aleph is pretty much about Ner and things that were created on Erev Shabbos. Amud Beis is pretty much about Melacha and Tisha B'Av. So let's begin with the Mishnah. We're a little bit behind and it's a long daf. So let's see the Mishnah on Nun Gimel and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Makom Shnagu lahadlik asaner b'leili Yom HaKippurim madlikin. Makom Shnagu shalo lahadlik ein madlikin. Another issue that pertains, that relates to minhag hamakom, that a person does in the place where the minhag is to do it, is lighting a ner in honor of Yom HaKippurim. U'madlikin batei kenesios u'batei medrashos u'b'mavuos ha'afelim v'al gabei acholim. But certain places we definitely light candles on Yom HaKippurim, and that is in shuls, in batei medrash, in dark alleyways, and near cholim. In such places we always light candles in honor of Yom HaKippurim. Now the Yerushalmi says, makom shnagu, so even though there are minhagim to in certain places to light candles for Yom Kippur, other places not to light candles for Yom Kippur, which is the better minhag? So the Yerushalmi says that makom shenagu lahadlik is meshubach yosar. That is the better minhag than a makom shenagu shelo lahadlik. L'may nafkamina, if either way you have to follow the minhag hamakom, what difference does it make? What's the better minhag or the less good minhag? So Prichadr says nafkamina is, if you have a new city, you're starting a new community, you get to make all of your own minhagim. So which minhag should you choose to make? So you should choose to make the minhag of lighting the candles. And the Yerushalmi has 2 rayas that this is true, that the better minhag is to light candles for Yom Kippur. Number one, from the fact that we're going to have a brisa that Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Yom HaKippurim Shchalios B'Shabbos. What happens when Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos, like I think we're going to have this year, when Yom Kippur is Shabbos? So then the brisa says, even where the minhag is Shalol Lahadlik on Yom Kippur, but since it's Shabbos, Madlikin, because of Kavod HaShabbos, we should be Madlik. So you see that when it's Chal B'Shabbos, the whatever concern, we're going to see in the Gemara soon, whatever concern they had to cause certain places not to light candles for Yom Kippur, apparently they waived that concern in honor of Shabbos. So it's nidcha for the Kavod of Shabbos. So on a weekday also, maybe that concern should be waived for the Kavod of Yom HaKippurim, and therefore that would be the better minhag. Another svara, says the Yerushalmi, is that an ish tzenua is a man is tzenua, he's not going to be mishamish la'or aner. We're going to see the reason why the minhag was not to light candles for Yom HaKippurim was that we didn't want a man to get a good look at his wife because he's going to be attracted to her and it's going to cause him to violate one of the chamesh inuyim of tashmish hamita. But if you have a ner there, yeah, he may be attracted to her, but a man is tzenua, he's not going to want to be mishamish with the ner there anyway. So it's not so critical to not have a ner there in order to avoid tashmish hamita. So that's the first line of the Gemara, which talks about bein shamr lahadlik. Says the Gemara now, bein shamr both the places where they had the minhag to light a candle for Yom Kippur and places where they had the minhag not to light a candle for Yom HaKippurim, they both had the same idea in mind, that it was both for the sake of avoiding Tashma Shamita, as Rashi points out. Also, Shnagel the Hadik Vanogu Shalag Lonis Kavnel Davrechad Lahafresh Atzmomi Mishka Veisha, to make sure that a man not sleep with a woman on Yom Kippurim. HaOmrim Lahadik Mishum Deina the Mishamish Mitasalor and there, those places where they dafka lit a candle, it helped to avoid Tashma Shamita because it's also to be Mishamish Mitasalor and there. Vomr Shalol Lahadik Savim Kshner Dolik Roas Isha Misavala, and those places where they dafka didn't light a candle, they assume that a man is going to see his wife and he's going to be misavah for her, he's going to have a taiva for her, so in order to avoid that taiva, they say that they shouldn't light a candle. But it was all for the same goal in mind. Am Rabbi Shua, Darash Rabbi, V'amich Kulim Tzadikim Lol Nir Shuaretz V'gomer. Bein Shom L'Hadik, Bein Shom Shlo L'Hadik, Shneim Lol Niskavnu, El L'Davar Echad. Same idea. Am Rabbi Domer Shmuel. Well, before we go further, the Aguda writes in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, and the Maril, in the name of the Aguda, that maybe this is a raya that a person should not only is also b'tash v'shamita, but their harchakos should also be noheg on Yom Kippurim, because that should literally be treated kimei nidosa, like she's a nida, that he shouldn't even touch her and shouldn't touch her begadim, afilu bats bekatana, shouldn't be mar bedvarim, all the different archakos to be marchik from hergel avera, because kal v'chomer by nida. What's the kal v'chomer by nida? Even though they're mutter to have yichud together without a ner, nevertheless there are certain dine harchaka. We have all these dine of Archakos, Yom HaKippurim, where the Chum required lighting a ner as an additional Archaka that we don't even have during Zman Nida. So for sure, all the standard Archakos they have during Zman Nida should be Noheg. That's the Kal V'chomer that they want to suggest. So says the Gemara Navaiter, Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Ein Mavarchan Al Or El B'Motzoi Shabbos Hol Tchilas Priyasahu. The only time we make a bracha on Or is on a fire is a Motzoi Shabbos, because that's when fire was created. The Gemara will go into some detail about how that happened. There actually seems to be stiras in Midrashim about what that means, fire was created. Who created fire on Motzoi Shabbos? Our Gemara is going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Deya to Adam HaRishon to figure out how to take two rocks and rub them together and create a fire. That's going to be the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph. But there are Midrashim that suggest that Adam HaRishon got very sad as Shabbos was leaving on the first Shabbos, and he didn't know what was going on. He thought that the world was getting dark and it was never going to be light again. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had an Eish Yotzi Min HaShamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a fire to come in HaShamayim to light up for him. So that was the question. Does the Ner of Motzai Shabbos have to be something that's a man-made or? Let's say you don't have any candles. Can you use the stars as your or for Motzai Shabbos? It may depend on which or of Motzai Shabbos we're talking about. Is it like our Gemara says, that man-made or like the Midrashim say, that it's an or that came min HaShamayim? So anyway, so we only make it on Motzai Shabbos because that's when or was created, and that's the purpose of this bracha. Amli Usaba Vitem Rab Barbachana Yashar V'cheinom Rabbi Yochanan. He says, yeah, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says, that you only make this bracha on Motzai Shabbos. Ula havarachav chamra va'azil. Ula was riding on a donkey. Va'avashakal va'azil Rabbi Abba mimine v'rabba barbachana mismalei. And Rabba was walking to the right side of Ula and his donkey, and Rabba barbachana was walking on his left side. Amle Rabbi Abba lu'ula. So Rabbi Abba said to Ula, Vadi damrisu mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, ein mvarchan ala or, el motzai Shabbos, hold chilas priyasahu. Is it true what you say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we only make a bracha of borim ori eish on motzai Shabbos because that's when or was created? Hadar ula chazabe berabba barbarachana bishus. When Rabbi Abba said this to Ula, Ula gave a dirty look to Rabba Barbarachana, to the guy that was walking on the other side, meaning the one walking on the right side is the one that asked Ula about this, and it caused Ula to get upset at the other fellow, at Rabba Barbarachana. Amrle, ana lava ha amri ela ha amri. Ula says, your friend apparently told you the wrong thing. I never said that, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, in that context. I had Rabbi Yochanan comment in a different context. The Tani Tana kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Yom HaKippur Mishchalios b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, even in places where they don't light candles for Yom Kippur, in advance of Yom Kippur, not talking about Tzai Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur itself. So nevertheless, if it falls on Shabbos, for covered Shabbos, you have to light Neiros. Va'ani Rabbi Yochanan Basrei v'chachamim osrim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that the Chum say that it's osir, that in a place where they're knowing not to light candles on Yom Kippur, in honor of Yom Kippur, even when Yom Kippur is Shabbos, you wouldn't light candles. So Amalei Adotei. So he says, yeah, that's the that I'm molded to that Rabbi Yochanan says. That Rabbi Yochanan actually said, not about anything about making a bracha of Bari Moriah Eish on only Motzoi Shabbos and no other time. Kari Alev Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says about this whole Maisa that the there are two phrases in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Mayim Amukim Eitzah Belev Ish V'ish Tevuna Yidlena. So Mayim Amukim Eitzah Belev Ish Ze'ula. The Mayim Amukim Eitzah Belev Ish, that's a reference to Ula. What does it mean? It's a reference to Ula. So Rashi on the bottom of Amud Beis over there says that he understood from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana that there was a mistake, and therefore he gave a dirty look to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and he didn't say anything to him. He was able to do it just with a look. He didn't have to explicitly say that you have misquoted me. Just with a glance, he was able to express himself. Mayim Amukim Eitzah Belev Ish, that's Ula, but Ish Tevuna Yidlena Ze Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. An understanding man is able to draw what he was trying to tell him. That was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who understood from Ula's look exactly what Ula was trying to tell him. So that's the reference to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Ve'inu kaman savrua, Ula and Rabbah, that didn't want to be moda to Rabbi Abba's idea that the bracha of on a ner is only on Motzoi Shabbos, who did they hold like? So it says the Gemara, Ki Adar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes Am Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes quotes from Rabbi Yochanan, that Mevarchan Ala'or, Bein b'motzai Shabbos, bein b'motzai Yom HaKippurim. So even though the first report of Rabbi Yochanan was that Rabbi Yochanan holds, we only say a bracha on Or, on Motzai Shabbos, and at no other time, here we have another version of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says, you also make a bracha on Or, on Motzai Yom HaKippurim, not only on Motzai Shabbos. V'chein ha-medvar, and that is the common practice, that we make a bracha on Or, not only on Motzai Shabbos, but also on Motzai Yom HaKippurim. So, frak the Gemara Meisvei, ein mevarch that we have a brisa that says that we only make a bracha on Or on Motzai Shabbos because that's when Or was created. Sounds like not on Motzai Yom HaKippurim. We're just going to quote the rest of the brisa, but that line is the line where we're asking from. That line says that it's only on Motzai Shabbos, not on Motzai Yom HaKippurim, like Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'kivan sharoa mevarich miyad, when should the bracha be made on Motzai Shabbos? As soon as you see a fire, right, the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sodron al Kos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not as soon as you see a fire. When you're making Avdala al Kos, you should put in all the other brachas, including the bracha of Bori Maorei Ha'esh. Vam Rabbi Yochanan Lach Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that we say Bori Maorei Ha'esh at the time that we're saying Avdala al Kos. We throw in the bracha of Bori Maorei Ha'esh at that time, and at no earlier time do we say it. But bottom line is, the Kasha, how could Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we make a bracha of Bari Mare Eish on Motzai Yom HaKippurim? Also, we see explicitly in the brisa that it's only on Motzai Shabbos, not on Motzai Yom HaKippurim. So answers the Gemara a very important line in Halacha. Lo Kasha, Kan Ba'or Sheshavas, Kan Ba'or Hayotzi Min Eitzim Umin Havanim. It depends what kind of fire we're talking about. If it's an Or Sheshavas, an Or, as Rashi explains, Shahaya B'Shabbos, that existed on Shabbos, Shadalak Hayom, when we call Makom, we Melech Zavera Shavas, some fire that was there on Shabbos, but was not involved in any sort of Melechas Avera, how so? Shadalak Peheter, Kigon Shalchaya V'Shalchol. Well, it could have been lit on Shabbos, but it was not involved in the Melechas Isser, because you lit it on Shabbos to deal with a very dangerously ill person, or a woman who was giving birth. Oh, Nera Dolik Me'er of Yom HaKippurim. Or it was a Ner that was lit from before Yom HaKippurim. That Ner you would make a bracha on Motzai Yom HaKippurim, because the bracha of Borei Moreish on Motzai Yom HaKippurim is not about the Bria of fire. It's about the fact that fire has been usher for us to use all day long. Yom Kippur is unique amongst the Yomim Tovim, because every other Yom Tov, you're allowed to use fire. So as a way of emphasizing that we are not allowed to use fire on Yom Kippur, we make make a bracha on the ability to use fire on Motzai Yom HaKippurim. But that's only if you have a fire that was out of commission, that was there, but was not able to be used throughout Yom HaKippurim. That was an Arsha Shavas. That's why people light Yahrzeit candles before Yom Kippur, to make sure that they have an Arsha Shavas that's going to last through after Yom HaKippurim. But on Motzai Shabbos, the whole kunz of the bracha is about the Brias Ha'or, is that Or first came into being on Motzai Shabbos. So we don't use an Or Shavas on Motzai Shabbos. Adrabah, on Motzai Shabbos we light an Or. So that's the when a Brisa tells us we only make a bracha Bar Maresh on Motzai Shabbos, it's talking about an Or that was not Shavas. When Rabbi Yom Yavis says the name Rabbi Yochanan, we also make this bracha on Yom HaKippurim. So that's talking about an Or that was Shavas. Now the exact nature of the bracha of the Birchas Haner is a discussion of the Rishonim. The large majority of the Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, the large majority of the Rishonim assume that the bracha on the Ner Motzai Shabbos is not a Birchas Hananin. They explain Birchas Hananin is only on things that are very strong types of hanaos that enter the guf, like eating, smelling, birchas hareach. Generally, we don't have birchas hananin on things that are external to the guf. We don't make a birchas hananin when we take a nice shower, because or we in hot water, cold water, when we go swimming or anything like that, or a cool breeze on a hot day. We don't make a birchas hananin on things like that, because it's not something that enters the guf. So there are also something external to us, we wouldn't make a birchas hananin. The rayas that the Rishonim say is that if it was a birchas hananin, so why would we only make it on Motzai Shabbos? We say it every single day, whenever we get hana, whenever we eat, we make a bracha on the food, so it's a birchas hananin, we should make a bracha all the time. The Ritva also says from the Maskana of the Gemara in Brachos that you don't need to actually get hana from the or, you just need an or that you can get hana from. Our minig is that we try to get hana from it, we try to be mavdil between the two different types of coins, the Gemara says, which is the same amount of light that you need to tell between your fingernails and your fingertips. So that's the amount of or, but that we're just measuring the or to see if it's enough or to be able to get hana from. You don't actually have to get hana from the or. Whenever you have a birchas hananin, you actually need to get the hana. It's not enough to just have potential to have the hana. So that's what they say. It's a birchas hashevach. It's a birchas hashevach for the brias ha'or, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this or on Motzai Shabbos. So on the anniversary of that creation, we make this birchas hashevach. There is a minority of Rishonim, however, that hold that it is a birchas hananin. The Michtam holds it's a birchas hananin, and he says the raya is from the fact that you make the bracha Motzai Yom HaKippurim. If it's if you say that it's a birchas hananin, that it's only on the birchas hananin is only on things that are nichnas l'guf, and birchas haner was only because of the bria. So why would we make it on Motzai Yom HaKippurim? So it must be that it's a brand new hana'a that you're getting on Yom HaKippurim. Why do we not make it every single day? Because you're using it constantly. We're always using ours, so it's not something new any other day. When is it new? On the days that we're not allowed to use fire, on Motzai Shabbos and Motzai Yom HaKippurim, that's when it's new. So that's when we make the birchas hanen, and that's the discussion that we've shown about in terms of what type of bracha it actually is. Now Rashi had mentioned that if you light for a chola or for a chaya, for a woman who needs to deliver a baby, for a woman who's giving birth, so that's considered an Or Shavas, even though it was lit on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos. It's still called an Or Shavas because it wasn't a Melechas Iser, and that's how the Rambam writes as well. However, the Maram Chalva says that a Ner that's lit beheter is Kashal Avdallah only on Motzai Shabbos, because the Hadlaka Motzai Shabbos is that this was the anniversary of the creation of fire, so any or that was Hudlak Beheter you can make a bracha on. But he says when it comes to Motzai Yom HaKippurim, then it's really more like a Birchas Hananin, meaning we just had this discussion, is it Birchas HaShevach, an anniversary of the creation of or, or is it Birchas Hananin? Well, maybe you could split it a little bit. On Motzai Shabbos it may be more the Birchas HaShevach, that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the creation of or. So as long long as it wasn't lit be'isser, so you could use any sort of fire. But a Motzei Yom HaKippur may be more of a berchsanenin. So if it's something you were getting hanah from the whole day, even though it was beheter, you found a way that it was mutter, because it was a chol sheyesh bo sakana or a chay, so even though it was beheter, but it was something that you were getting hanah from all day, so you can't make a berchsanenin now, after Yom Kippur, and the hanah that you were getting the entire time. That's how the Michtam suggests, that if it was lit on Yom Kippur, that would not be that would not be enough. That would not be a ner sheshavas for Motzoi Yom HaKippurim. There's also a discussion, okay, so now that we know that there's a difference between Motzoi Yom Kippurim and Motzoi Shabbos, what happens when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? Should you dafka look for Ner Shavas? There's no Gehla Maisa this year. On Motzoi Shabbos / Yom Kippurim, should we dafka use a candle that was around all day on Yom Kippurim that was lit already from before Yom Kippur or not? So many Rishonim say Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so you don't need a Ner Shavas Mer of Shabbos, because you have the fact that it was Shavas Mimlech Savera. It's good enough that there was no Aveira done with it. It's a regular Motzai Shabbos Ner. You can make the bracha on the Ner of Motzai Shabbos. However, the Ritva says that when Yom Kippur falls on Motzai Shabbos, you need a Ner Shavas because of the Yom Kippur elements. How do we pass on the halacha? Magen Avram thinks that it sounds from the Ramah that even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you should dafka use a Yom Kippur kind of Ner. The dafka use Yom Kippur kind of ner, a ner that was lit the entire day, not to create a new ner on Motzei Shabbos. What if you don't have one? So if you don't have one, then you make a bracha on the, because it's still Motzei Shabbos, so then you can make a bracha on a new ner that you lit. Certainly the Mishnah Berurah points out that a ner sheni, a ner that was lit from a ner that came from Eitzim Va'avanim, that certainly you could be mekel and be mevarich on when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Okay, Tani Chada. Ara yotzim min Eitzim Va'avanim mevarich malav, Tani Chada in mevarich malav. We have the stirim brises. One brisa says that an ara that comes from Eitzim Va'avanim make a bracha on, the other one says we don't make a bracha on it. So what do we do with the stira? Lo kasha, not a problem. Kan Motzoi Shabbos, kan Motzoi Yom HaKippurim. Yom Motzoi Shabbos versus Motzoi Yom HaKippurim. Motzoi Shabbos, we make a bracha on an ara that comes from Eitzim Va'avanim right then on Motzoi Shabbos. Yom Kippur, again, like we said, it has to have gone through the entire day. Rebbe, or part of the day at least, Rebbe Mefazer and Rebbe Chia Mekansan, Rebbe would say the various brachos on Motzei Shabbos at different times. When he saw an or, he'd make a bracha bari mori ha'esh. When he saw besamim for the first time, he'd make a bracha bari mene besamim. But Rebbe Chia Mekansan, Rebbe Chia said them all by Havdalah, when he made Havdalah ala kos. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak bar Avdimi, afpi sh'Rebbe Mefazer and chozim v'sozim ala kos, kidei lahotzi banavu b'nei beso. Even though Rebbe would say these brachos at various times, he would repeat them when he said Avdala Alakos to be Motzi Banavu B'nei Beso. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Who's Banavu B'nei Beso? We know who Banavar. Banavar is children. Who's B'nei Beso? So some of the Rishonim suggest that B'nei Beso must be a reference to his wife, that he's being Motzi his wife in Avdala. So is that so pashut that a person who's already made Avdala could be Motzi his wife in Avdala, or that he even needs to be Motzi his wife in Avdala? There's a machlokas Rishonim where the women are chayavos in Havdalah. What it likely relates to, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that the mitzvah of Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadisha. That Zechira Shabbos is b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso. So the Gemara tells us in a couple of places in Shas that women are chayiv in Zechira Shabbos. In Brachos Tavchav, Shavuos Tavchav, that women are kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. Anyone who's chayiv in Shmira Shabbos is chayiv in Zechira Shabbos. If that were the case, then women would certainly be chayiv in Havdalah, the same way they're chayiv in Kiddush. But those who hold that Havdalah is only derabbanan, and the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is only Kiddush, not Havdalah, so then there's a further machlokas Rishonim, are women chayiv in Havdalah? So there are many Rishonim that hold that since Havdalah is only a din derabbanan, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's not part of the hekesh of kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira, so it's not mechayiv women. The Ritva, the Me'iri, the Magen Mishnah say no, that even according to this Shita, Havdalah is only derabbanan, still women are chayiv, because it's similar to Zechira Shabbos. It's called the Tikkun Rabbanan ken d'oraisa, it's at least close enough to being like kiddush that women would be chayiv. But that's machlokas rishonim. So what do we do? La halacha, the Rama writes that since there are two deos, Shulchan Aruch holds both deos of rishonim. Since there are two deos, al kein lo yavdilu liatzman. Women should not make havdalah for them, for themselves. But our sugya that he made to havdalah for banav ubnei beso, that he would say havdalah again later on for banav ubnei beso. The Ritva says from the fact that it says bnei beso, you see that women are chayavos in havdalah. Otherwise, why does he have to be motzi bnei beso? There's a discussion in the Ramah, the Nosei Kelim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch asks, wait a second, in case women are pater, a woman should not make havdalah for herself because she shouldn't be making a bracha just in case she's pater. Well, a woman is pater from sukkah bivadai, right? We know she's pater from sukkah, pater from lulav bivadai, and yet the Ramah himself paskins Ashkenazi women make a bracha on mitzvahs that they're pater from. So even if she's pater from havdalah, why can't she make the bracha? So Magen Avraham explains there's a difference between a mitzvah that she's pater from making a, when she decides to volunteer that mitzvah, making a bracha on it, that a woman can volunteer to do, versus a mitzvah that itself is a bracha. When the mitzvah is a bracha, even according to the Ramah, even according to the Ashkenazim, a woman may not make a bracha on a mitzvah that itself is a bracha like Havdalah. Okay, you have to figure out what the svara is for that. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, second wide line, Va'or b'motzoi Shabbos, every, wait a second, was our really created on Motzoi Shabbos? Va'tanya, asar dvar m'nivru b'erev Shabbos b'en Hashmash Osei Eluhein. There are 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos b'en Hashmash Osei, and they are Be'er, the Haman, the Be'er that we got water from in the Midbar, the Man, the Keshes, a rainbow, Ksav, Umichtav. What's the difference between Ksav and Michtav? Rashi says two possibilities. First, Ksav is what the names of the letters are, and Michtav is how to form the letters. And then he says, no, Ksav maybe is how to form the letters, and Michtav is the ability to use to inscribe the letters, the ability to make inscriptions on stones and things like that. Va'aluchos, and the Luchos were created also at that time. V'kivro shel Moshe, the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, u'ma'ara shamed ba Moshe ve'Eliyahu, the cave that Moshe and Eliyahu were omed in, psichas pia asan, the opening of the mouth of the donkey of Bilam, upsichas pia aretz levlaas harashayim, the opening of the mouth of the earth to swallow up the rashayim. So these are the 10 things, but included in the 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos, you have, we'll see. Rabbi Nechaim Yom Rishom Aviv, Af Ha'or Va'Peret. Even Or, fire, and a mule was also created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. So how could you say that it was created on Motzai Shabbos? Rabbi Yoshi Yom Rishom Aviv, Af Ha'ayil Va'Shamir. In the Ayil and the Shamir are also created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Yudah Omer Af Ha'Tseves. Hu Ha'Yomer Tzavsa B'Tzavsa Mesavda. So Tzeves is like tongues, that was also created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Because just think about it. The only way to make tongues is by having tongues to hold everything in place. So how did the v'tzavsa kamaisa manavat? So who made the first pair? How was it ever made? So la'ai bari bria b'dei shemayim. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the first pair of tongues. So amalei efshe yasenu b'tefus v'ikve'ena kevan ha'la'ai bari b'dei adam hi. So he says, no, you see that it's possible to make it without previously existing tongues. You could have made a form of it and poured lead into the form and let it dry, and then you would have had tongues without having previously existing ones. So you see that it could have been created by people. But bottom line, why do we quote all of this? Because according to one opinion, one of the things that was created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos is Or. So how can you say that Or was only created on Motzai Shabbos? Says Mar Lo Kasha, Haba Ar Didan, Haba Ar Digehenim. Two types of fire. There's our fire that we have in this world, and then there's the fires of Gehenim. Ar Didan b'Motzai Shabbos. Our fire was Motzai Shabbos. Or the Gehenim be'erev Shabbos. The Or of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Just parenthetically, the Binayahu discusses why the order of the 10 things is put the way it's put. It seems to be out of order, right? Meaning, why would you mention these Shalokaseder the way, not the way that they actually happened in the world? The way it should have been mentioned was the first thing on the list should have been the rainbow, and then to go from there, because that's that we should go historically in order. So he says we're going in order of the greatest need. What served the greatest need for mankind. So he says that's why we start with the Be'er, because all of Klal Yisrael was drank from the Be'er in throughout the time in the Midbar, and it even came in with them into Eretz Yisrael. And then we mention the Man, because the Lechem is Chiyus for the Guf also, that everyone benefited from, but drink is more important than food. That's why the Be'er came before the Man. He says that's why we then talk about the rainbow, because that's not a Hana'ah directly for the Guf, so it wasn't as critical as the Be'er and the Man, but it was enjoyed by everybody. And then we have Michtav, which also very valuable in order to remember things, in order to be able to record things, but you're not necessarily going to forget everything without it. Some people just remember things without writing them down, so it's not quite as beneficial as the Keshes, but it's still something that's very beneficial. And also, forgetting things isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes we want to forget things. We're going to see later in the daf there are certain things that we're better off forgetting. It's a terrible machla to have when a person can't forget anything, when they can't forget any time someone insulted them, and any time and hurt that they suffering that they had, and pain that they had, and things like that. So sometimes it's a good thing to forget things, and etc. He goes on and on and explains the list in order. Wait a second, how can you say that Or of Gehenna was created on Erev Shabbos? Vatani, we have a brisa. Shiva Devarim Nivru Kodem Shnivra Olam. There are seven things that were created before the world was created. So not on Erev Shabbos during Shish Mebrej, even before that, Velu Hain, and they are Torah, Uchuva, Vegan Edem, Vegehenim. Gehenim is on the list. Vikisi HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shal Mashiach. But you see, Gehenim is on the list of things that were created before Shish Mebrej. So Torah, Dichsiv Hashem, Kaneni, Reshes Darko. Uchuva, Dichsiv, Betarim, Arim, Yivaldu. Uksiv, Teshav, Enosh, Adaka, Vatom, Shuvu, Bnei Adam. Gan Eden, Dichsiv, Vaita, Hashem, Elkim, Gan Be'eden, Mikedem. Gehenim, Dichsiv, Kerucha, Me'et, Maltivte. Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Dichsiv, Kisei Kavod, Maro, Mirishon, Makom, Mikdashenu. Shmo Shal Mashiach, Dichsiv, Yehi Shemo Liolam, Lefanai Shemesh Yam Shemo. So you see that all of these things were created, Shem Yinon Shemo, that all these things were created before anything else was created, before all the days of creation. But included on the list is Gehenim. So we had a stira to begin with. Was fire created on Erev Shabbos and Mosai Shabbos? So we said, no problem. The fire that was created on Erev Shabbos was the Erev Gehenim. But now we see that Gehenim was created even earlier than that. So Amri Chalalahu Denivra Kodim Shenivra Olam. Now the fires of Gehenim weren't created before the world was created. The space where Gehenim is, that was created before the world was created. Va'ardi day be'erev Shabbos. Hashem filled it with fire on Erev Shabbos. Va'ardi day be'erev Shabbos Ivri. But still, can you say that the fire of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos? Va'tanya Rabbi Yosi Yomi Or Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Sheni B'Shabbos Ein Lo Kviya Li Olam. The Or that Hashem created on the second day of creation could never be extinguished. Shemar Ve'yetsu V'Pigrei Anashim Aposhim V'Kitalatim Lo Tomas V'Asham Lo Sichbe V'Isham Lo Sichbe. The fire doesn't get extinguished. Why is the phrase Kitov not used on Sheni B'Shabbos? Because that's when the Or Gehenim was created. Even though it doesn't say Kitov, it does mention, it is included in the more broad Kitov that we mentioned in the sixth day of creation. So you see that it's included in that, but bottom line is, we've now added another date. We keep on adding more dates relating to fire, and it's causing us problems. First, we started with Motzai Shabbos. That was fine. Then we added in Erev Shabbos. Okay, maybe that's the Or of Gehenim. But wait a second. Then we added in before creation. Okay, that was just the space of Gehenim, but the fire of Gehenim was Erev Shabbos. But then we added in the second day of creation. So which is, what do we do with that one? So it says, okay, this is the way it all shakes out. Ela Chalala Kodem Shnivra Olam. The space of Gehenim, that was before the world was created. Va'ardi Dei B'Sheni B'Shabbos. The fire of Gehenim, that was on Monday. Va'ardi Don B'Machshava Alali Baros B'Erev Shabbos. Our fire on this earth, Hashem thought about creating on Erev Shabbos, so it wasn't actually created on Erev Shabbos, but v'lo nivra on Motzai Shabbos. It was only created on Motzai Shabbos. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, Yom Rishnei Dvarim Olam Machshava Liboros, Erev Shabbos, v'lo nivra on Motzai Shabbos. There were two things that Hashem was already Olam B'Machshava on Erev Shabbos, but were not created until Motzai Shabbos. Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dei Abadim Arishon, Me'ein Dugma Shel Mala. And on Motzai Shabbos, Hashem gave the wisdom of Ta'adim Arishon to be creative. Up until that point, only Hashem was creative. Hashem gave Adam Rishon the wisdom to figure it out. The Hevi Shnei Avanim V'Tachlan Zu B'Zu V'Yatzimei An Ar. He took two rocks, he rubbed them together, and fire came out. And he took two animals, and he mated them together, and a mule came out of it. So he was able to figure out how to make two brand new things. He says, no, the mule didn't come from Adam Rishon. That was later on in the days of Anna. Who is Anna? These are the names that are mentioned later on in Chumash Bereishis. Shenamar, Hu Anna Asher Matzah Es Hayamim Bamidbar. Darshei Chamurus Hayomrim, Anna Pasal Haya. The Darshei Chamurus said that Anna, why was he the one to create the mule? Because he himself was Pasal. He himself came from a bad Yichus. Leficha Chevi Pasal Yodam. So he brings the mule into this world. He brought that which is Pasal into this world. Shenemar, Eile B'nei Seira Chariu Ksiv, Eile B'nei Tzivon Va'ayava Anna. That on the one hand, the Pasuk says that the B'nei Seir are Tzivon and Anna. Anna is considered one of the B'nai Seir, and then it also says that B'nai Seir HaChori it also mentions Tzivon. So Elam Alamit Shabbat Tzivon Alimo V'holim Menu Anna. So you see that Tzivon must have been Bol with his own mother, and Anna came from that. So says Gemara, how do you know that? V'dilma Trey Anna Havu. Maybe there were two guys that happened to have the same name. Why would you want to say that he was Bol Alimo? Such a terrible thing to say about a person. So Amrava Amina Milsa Deshav Malka Lamra Amonu Shmuel. He says, I'll tell you something even the king didn't say. And the king, when I refer to the king, of course I'm referring to Shmuel. Others say that it was Rav Papa says it. I'll tell you something that the king didn't say, and the king is a reference to Rava. But the line was Amar Kra, who Anna Demeikar, that there was one and only Anna, that there was no two Annas. It was the one and only, and therefore you see that he was a Pasul, he came from a Psul. So the Gemara says that he was mentioned amongst the Alufe Seir, and therefore he was a Mamzer. It says, Elu B'nei Seir HaChori Tzivon Va'ana. So he was the brother of Tzivon, and he's also listed as one of the sons of Tzivon. So Anna was the son of Tzivon, and the brother of Tzivon. That can only happen because Tzivon was Baal's mother. So Frek tells us a simple kasha. Why don't we say that Anna was the son of Tzivon? Why is he called the B'nai Seir, listed as a brother of Tzivon, as one of the B'nai Seir? Because we have a klal in halacha, B'nai Banim, Hareim Kibanim. The Gemara says in Maseches Babasra, L'gabei Dine Yerusha, we say L'gabei Hilchas Talmud Torah also, that a person has a chiv to teach his grandson Torah, because of B'nai Banim, Hareim Kibanim. So why don't we say the same thing over here, B'nai Banim, Hareim Kibanim? That's all it means. Furthermore, in Kol HaTorah, we don't find that Ben Ishto is called Beno, that someone's the son of one's wife is called someone's son. And over here we say that since Anna was the son of the wife of Seir, so he's called the son of Seir. I mean, his father was really Tzivon, according to what we're saying. Why is he listed amongst the B'nai Seir? Because Seir's wife happened to sleep with her own son, and that's how Anna came about. Where do we ever find that Ben Ishto is called Beno? So he says that which we call the Ben of Seir is because he was Ben Beno. So he says that's the teretz, that it must be that the fact that we call him the son of Seir is because he was Seir's grandson, because he was Tzivon's son. And the Gemara proves that Tzivon was Baal Imo from the fact that only Anna is listed amongst the B'nai Seir, and the others are not listed who were also B'nai Tzivon. The other sons of Tzivon are not listed as B'nai Seir. Why is only Anna listed as B'nai Seir? It must be that we're not only talking about a grandson. So you see that Ben Ishto Shel Seir is also called B'no on some level, but on a much smaller level. So that's what the Achrona point out from the fact that Tosa says, yes, B'nai Banim Areim Kibanim, but Ben Ishto, we don't find as much that it's considered like Banim. So there's a tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov where there was a machlokas by Baba Yerusha. There were between a grandson, a Ben B'no, and a stepson. Who should get the Yerusha? What happened was a man died without any sons, and he said on his deathbed, I want all my stuff to go to my sons. I want all my svarim to go to my son. And they didn't know who he was talking about. Was he talking about his grandson or was he talking about his stepson? So they tried to bring a raya that when a person refers to a son, he's more likely referring to a grandson than he is a stepson based on this Tosos. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Tanrabban, another list. Asar Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. We mentioned this list before. Ve'eluhein Be'er Uman Ve'keshas Aksav Ve'amichtav Ve'aluchos Kivrosh Moshe Marisham Ve'moshe Ve'elio Psichas Pia Asom Psichas Pia Aritz Levla Asar Shayim. Right, we mentioned the entire list before. Ve'yesh Omrim Af Makalosh Shal Arish Keteo Uprecheha. That even the stick of Aaron with all of the almonds and everything and the flowers, the buds that grew on it. Ve'yesh Omrim Af HaMazikin. Some say that the damaging spiritual forces in this world, v'yesh omrim af bigdo shel Adam Rishon, even the clothing of Adam Rishon, which Rashi refers to as the clothing that had all of the different animals, the images of all the different animals on it. The Midrashim say that he was able to push it was like a button, he could push the face of any animal or the image of any animal, that animal would appear to him. That's why it was very good for hunters. That's why Nimrod took it, and that's why Esav took it after Nimrod, because it was very important for hunters to have something like this. Tanu Rabban, Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Mibnei Adam. There are seven things that are covered from a person. Elohein Yom Misa, when he's going to die, person doesn't know. Yom Nechama, the day that he's going to have a Nechama from all of his worries. Omek Hadin, how to be a good judge. Vein Adam Yodeh Mabaliba Shel Chaveru, people don't know what's going on in other people's heads. Vein Adam Yodeh B'mem Mestaker, people don't know what they're going to be able to make a living from. Umalchus Beis Dovin Masai Tachzor, when we're going to have the Malchus Beis Dovin back. Umalchus Chayeves Masai Tichla, and when the bad Malchus is going to finish. Tan Rabban, Gimel Dvarim Olam Machshav Libaros V'imlo Alu Dinu Shialu. There are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about creating, and if he didn't, he should have. Ala Mace Sheyasriach, that a mace should decompose, because if a mace wouldn't decompose, the pain of always seeing your loved one not right there, the way he always looked, would be something that's a constant. And that a mace should be forgotten from the heart, that the pain a person feels over the loss of a mace over time, the pain should go away a little bit. And on grain, that it should rot, because if grain didn't rot, the human nature is to hoard things, but you can't hoard grain because ultimately it's going to spoil. So because it's going to spoil, the farmer has to sell it. So that's why there's no that and therefore other people are able to eat. It's not just the farmers. And others say that there should be a proper economy where there's money that you can use to buy things. So it's interesting, one of the things we mentioned over here is that the mace is nishtakech min alev. This is nogea lemaisa, because the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that it takes 12 months for a mace to be nishtakech min alev. It takes 12 months to forget something. So the Maram Shik has an interesting art of this. I'm just mentioning it because it's a dafyomi coincidence, I guess. It's in Yana Dioma. Maram Shik in his Sefer on Tayyig Mitzvahs. Maram Shik's Tshuvas come in three volumes. Two volumes of Tshuvas and one volume that's like a Minchas Chinuch type of Sefer on Tayyig Mitzvahs. So when the Mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, Maram Shik says, well, we have a Mitzvah to remember Amalek. How often do we have to do it? It doesn't say in the Torah how often we have to do it. So Pashtus says you have to do it often enough that you don't forget it. How long does it take to forget something? It takes 12 months to forget something. So you have to do it every 12 months. You have to do Zechiras Amalek. Great, so we read Parsha Zachar. Says Maram Shik, but what are you doing in a leap year? It's going to be 13 months by the time you go from one to the other. So he says in the summertime, you can read Parsha Kisetze, and at the end of Parsha Kisetze, you have the Parsha of Amalek. So have in mind, during a leap year, that you should be Yotze, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek during summertime. I was once in Rabbi Sachs's shul in Pesach on Parsha Kisetze in a leap year, and he got up and he announced, everyone should have in mind that you should be Yotze Parsha Zachar when during the Kriyas HaTorah, because for this Maram Shik, to be choshev this Maram Shik, a lot of the poskim are not convinced but that the Maram Shik is correct, because how could it be the Chazal instituted Parsha Zachar and it doesn't really cover our bases? You know, Chazal instituted, we read Parsha Zachar once a year and we're not really Yotze in it. We still need to have another time, and no one ever thought of it until the Maram Shik. Very difficult to understand. So Pashtus say once a year, whenever once a year happens to be. Okay, Vaiter says the Mishnah, Makom Shenagu Lasos Melacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin, Makom Shenagu Shalal Lasos Melacha Ein Osin. Follow the Minhag HaMakom, whether you should do Melacha on Tisha B'Av or not. Kol Makom Tamini Lecham B'Teil Matamini Lecham Shenat Do Melacha on Tisha B'Av. Shem Gulia Lomer Lol Miyasa Adem Atzma Tal Mechacham. A person should always treat himself like a Tal Mechacham in this regard, not to demand Kavod, but a person should always be a Tal Mechacham to not do Melacha on Tisha B'Av. Amr Shmuel Ein Tainas Sibur B'Bavel El Tisha B'Av Bilvad. The only Tainas Sibur we have in Bavel with all the chumras of a Tainas Sibur is Tisha B'Av. L'meimer D'Savar Shmuel Tisha B'Av Bein Hashmashos Shalo aser. Do you mean to say that Tishbav you're not even allowed to eat and do, or in those places where they don't do malacha, even during Ben Hashmashos? Varmer Shmuel Tishbav Ben Hashmashos Shlo Mutter. But I thought Shmuel holds that Tishbav is not treated with all the chumras of the Tainus Sibur during Ben Hashmashos. It's Mutter. V'chite Mekasaver Shmuel Kol Tainus Sibur Ben Hashmashos Shlo Mutter. Maybe Shmuel holds yeah, it's Mutter, but every Tainus Sibur is Mutter. So that's what he means, that it has all the chumras of a Tainus Sibur, because Tainus Sibur doesn't have this chumra either. But we learn in a Mishnah that you're allowed to eat and drink mibod yom on Erev Tishbav, lemute mai lav lemute ben hashmashos, which seems to imply that you're not allowed to eat in the ben hashmashos going into Tishbav. So it says Gemara, lo lemute michshachashecha. No, you are allowed to eat in the ben hashmashos. When it says you eat and drink mibod yom, means not when it's dark outside, not when it's vaday laila. Name of Masayele, ein ben Tishbav liyom Kippurim el shezes sveik oaser vizes sveik omuter. We have the statement that the difference between Tishbav and Yom Kippur is the suffix Tishbav is mutter. My sveiko mutter, what does that mean, the suffix Tishbav is mutter? Lav ben hashmashos, isn't that telling me that you're allowed to eat during ben hashmashos, Erev Tishbav? So it says, that's not a good raya. Lo, kadam rav shish beid ravidi, lekeviya diyarcha. Hachanami, lekeviya diyarcha. No, maybe the difference that we're saying is that on Yom Kippur, if you have a suffix, what day Yom Kippur is, you have to observe 2 days Yom Kippur. By Tishbav, you have a suffix, which day Tishbav is, you don't have to observe 2 days of Tishbav. Tarash Rava, uvros umenikos mesanos mashlimos bo, kedarch mesanos mashlimos biyom kippurim. Pregnant women, nursing women, fast the entire day, just like they would on Yom Kippur. Uben Hashmashos shalo aser, but the Ben Hashmashos is aser. V'cheinu mishved Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says this as well. So frekling gar miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi v'am Rabbi Yochanan tishbav ve'enu k'tainis sibur. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that tishbav is not quite as severe as a tainis sibur? So Gemara is going to have five possibilities what Rabbi Yochanan means. My love of Ben Hashmashos. Possibility number one is that you're allowed to eat during Ben Hashmashos. Says Gemara lo. Second possibility, l'malacha. Maybe it just means malacha. Malacha, that it's not like a tainis sibur in regards to malacha. Well, malacha tanina, we already know that from our Mishnah. Makom shnagu lasos malacha b'tishbav osim. Makom shnagu shlo lasos einos. And our Mishnah says beferish you follow minhag makom. If you're Rabbi Shmuel Leol Omer al d'chi yasiv v'lo'avid lo mechzi kiyurav mesa lo asar. And even Rabbi Shmuel Leol was saying that a person could be a talmud chacham, that it's not you are ra to refrain from malacha, but not that it's asar. Sa el la may einu k'tainis sibur. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Letfilas ni'ila, that there's no ni'ila on tishbav. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean? It's always good to daven all day long. Yeah, it's always good to, but it's not a chiyuv to on Tisha B'Av, but on Tainus Sibur it is a chiyuv to. Fourth possibility, what he means? For the 24 brachos in Shemona Esrei that the Mishnayos and Tainus talk about when you have an actual Tainus Sibur. And then the fifth possibility of Papa Mamayenu Tainus Sibur Eino Kerishonos Ela Kaachronos VaAsura. That when we say that it's Eino Tainus Sibur, it means that it's it isn't like the first set of fast for rain when it's mutter to eat at night, but it's like the later fast for rain when it's also to eat during the night and even during Ben Hashmashos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from Mesaveh tomorrow.